Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we intentionally stop to reflect upon the readings appointed for this day. I pray that on this day of the baptism of our Lord, as we hear this text, it would speak to you anew as you seek to live out your own baptismal promises, as you walk wet in the waters that Jesus has claimed us as his own. I pray that this time would be helpful for you in your daily walk with Jesus. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you anointed Jesus at his baptism with the Holy Spirit and revealed him as your beloved Son. Keep all who are born of water and the Spirit faithful in your service, that we may rejoice to call you children of God through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading that's appointed for this day is the 43rd chapter of the book of Isaiah. The prophet declares, "But now, thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nation in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and from the west. I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made." The word of the Lord. In many ways, this text is a pivotal text. It changes. It calls for something new, what's to come. We have that because it begins, "But now." But now, thus says the Lord. It's that thing that the prophet says, okay, here from this way, from this time forward, will be something new. This text may not necessarily be one that you think about a lot or are very familiar with. It's also maybe not one that you think about with baptism. But I think it's a really critical text and can really open up for us the notion of baptism if we think of it as that pivotal point. The prophet, in the original context, he's speaking to the nation of Israel. And what he's saying is, when he's talking to them, it's right before they come back, or right as they're coming back from exile. And it's this critical time because people saw the exile as kind of punishment, right? The people had strayed. God had allowed the nations that were enemies of Israel to conquer them, and they were taken away in exile. They went to foreign lands, and during that time, people cried out and wondered, how can we sing a familiar song in these foreign lands? They called out, "Won't you hear us, O God? How long should we cry out to you, but you do not hear us?" The prophet says, as they're going back to Jerusalem, he says, now, thus says the Lord. He who formed you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. The prophet is saying, God has remembered you. He's the one who has created you. He is the one who formed you. Don't be afraid. God has called you by name. God will restore you, and God will be with you always. That was a word the nation of Israel needed to hear. In many ways, it's a word that we should hear as well. We think about baptism, because in many ways, baptism is that pivotal point. We were born in sin, and God says to us, but now, in these waters of baptism, I wash you anew. I created you. I formed you. Do not be afraid. For this water will cleanse you and make you new. In this water, I claim you as my own. I call you by name. And as you go forth, as you walk through the rigors of life, through the ups and the downs, the mountains and the valleys, I will be with you, and nothing will harm you. Do not fear. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Baptism reminds us that it is God who is with us, who claims us, who through those waters, God says, you are mine. That is good news that we need to hear again and again and again. And as we think about baptism on this, baptism of our Lord Sunday, this text calls us and reminds us that baptism is that pivotal point where God says, you are mine. The waters wash us, claim us, bestow upon us the promise of everlasting life. And how is it that we hear the words of the prophet as we know, as we have been baptized? We hear God say to us, do not be afraid, for I have redeemed you. I have washed you and made you mine. I have called you by your name, and I am with you always. No matter what comes, no matter what will be, that water of baptism is always there. It's not something that can be erased, but God claims us through those waters of baptism. And if you think about it, as we do baptisms, one of the parts of the ritual is we take a little bit of oil and we make the sign of the cross on the forehead of the person being baptized and say their name and say, child of God, you have been marked with the cross of Christ forever. It's that promise that Jesus is with us always, forever and ever. Amen. That we can hear the words of the prophet. Do not be afraid, for you have been marked with the cross of Christ forever. Do not be afraid, for I have called you by name. Do not be afraid for all that stuff that can come. God says, I am with you through it all. And that's the promise of what God says he will do in this ordinary act of washing us in the waters of baptism. That promise, that pivotal point where God says, here now, I am with you. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are with us always. And as we embark on this new journey through this year, we are grounded in good news, fortified with your promise of do not fear, for I am with you. I have redeemed you. You are mine. These words remind us of the baptismal waters where you claim us as your own. Help us as we seek to live out the baptismal promises that were made for us when we came to the font. Help us to know that your Spirit is upon us and that we have been marked with the cross of Christ forever. We just pray all of this in your holy name. Amen. And now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.